It ain't gonna be in Teams.
Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. I'll be right with you.
All right, just a minute.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Tamika, let me ask you just a question. I just received a notice from Bank of America on a credit card charge. I see there's two charges on this statement that they're going to send. It's not due yet, but there's two charges from what's called True Value, your phone number. One of them is invoice number 7312, and the other one is 1496. Are you able to tell me what those charges are for?
Can I start out by getting your zip code?
47725.
And what is the first and last name?
J-A-Y, picking, P-I-C-K-I-N-G.
For security purposes, may you please verify your address?
68 Oak Meadow Road, Evansville, Indiana.
Okay, give me a second while it says your account.
Say again.
Okay. I see you signed up for the tablet. Will you just pay for the shipping of $7.95?
That's what it said.
And you automatically enroll yourself in the excuse me, in the gadget store, and it was a membership for $54.97?
No, I didn't do that.
Okay.
I need to have you issue a credit. The shipping charge is okay, but the other credit, no. That needs to be refunded. Okay, give me a second, sir. All right, go ahead.
I can offer you a 35% refund on that amount.
No, I don't want any of these cards. There was all it said when I went into that thing says all you have to look at is shipping and handling charges.
Sir.
Yes.
I can give you a 50% refund on that amount of $54.97.
Why can't you just return the whole amount? I don't understand what's going on here.
It's a valid charge. When you signed up to receive that tablet, where you just pay the shipping of $7.95, you automatically enroll yourself. You had to accept the terms and conditions when you put your card information in.
Well, whatever. The trouble with these kind of things, when you get these things, this came through a CVS offer. And it basically said, okay, you do this little survey and stuff like that, and it says, okay, you can pick out one of these things. That's what I did. And I said, shipping and handling only. But then it also wanted information, wanted a credit card number. I can understand that for the shipping and handling charges, but not for anything else.
Okay. Well, sir, the most I can do is 75% refund.
Well, just go ahead and do that then. Get it over with. Yes.
Okay, give me a second. I'm going to give you a confirmation number.
All right. Let me get something to write something down here. Okay, go ahead.
Give me 1 second. Give me a second, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, your refund amount will be $41.23.
All right.
And you should see that amount back in your account between 3 to 5 business days. And let me know when you're ready for the confirmation number.
I've got it. Go ahead.
C as in Charlie.
Yep.
258.
All right.
892.
Okay.
118.
118. Okay.
Correct. And right. It's canceled. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, C258-892-118.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, thank you for your help. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Okay, yeah, bye-bye.